There it is. Good old math. Confusing me again. But maybe it's not the math. It's the lack thereof that has me confused about the City of Goodyear's decision to restrict the use and purchase of vaping and other tobacco products. That's because their decision was based, at least a little bit, on emotion and not subtraction. Subtraction, by the way, the kind of math I wrapped my head around in kindergarten. It was algebra that took me out. Goodyear's newest city ordinance, which bans the sale of vaping products to people under the age of 21, happened because of a general societal annoyance towards vaping, multiplied by the latest media frenzy, vaping deaths. We could talk about 18 versus 21 and as in what age you become an adult, but I want to focus on some numbers that have a lot more digits, like 480,000. That's the number of people, according to the CDC, who die every year in the U.S. from smoking-related illnesses. 1,300 a day. 480,000. Meanwhile, the number of people who died this year as a result of vaping is 9. Not 9,000. Not even 900. Just 9. My problem isn't with Goodyear upping the age to buy vaping products, because even if it's misguided, it's still an attempt to keep kids from vaping. My problem is that Goodyear is making it harder for the 480,000 people who might die next year to stop smoking now, and that their upping of the age to 21 to buy much, much deadlier cigarettes was like a vaping afterthought. 480,000, by the way, minus 9, is 479,991. But logic and math aren't applied in decisions based on the latest hysteria.